You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Tina Campbell with We Live In, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Trying to hustle hard, but don't nobody want to talk about God. Trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day. Waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
This is Michelle Zeta, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
I'm
With incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Bloom. That was Kirk Franklin with Love Theory. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Bloom on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Romans 12 and 2 in the New International Version says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I want to remind you that your world is different. back in the late 1980s, there was an amazing show that I watched on television called A Different World. The show taught so many lessons and gave me so many laughs along the way then and now when I watch it through syndication. Most importantly, when I watch the characters, I remember that I don't have to conform. I don't have to be like anyone else. As you navigate through life's journey, remember, you do not have to be like anyone else. As I just previously stated, you have been called to stand out, be an original, authentically you. You should only strive to be in the image and likeness of God. After all, when your mind has been renewed, it is difficult to try to be like somebody else. As you grow in life, your world may be different from others, and that is perfectly okay. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Can you believe it? We are halfway through 2021. Deanne and I know you are going to enjoy this month's theme, Educate, Enable, and Empower. The theme focuses on intellectual and social instruction and training to give individuals authority to make things possible by becoming stronger and more confident. We have some amazing special guests lined up for you, including our guest for this evening. But first, here's Superwoman by Alicia Keys and My Heart is Open by Selena Johnson, featuring her mother, Brenda Thompson, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
For many years, my heart has been closed. Now it's time to open up. My heart is wide open.
I'm trying to find out all of the answers, to all of the questions,
Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
This is your Renewed Heart segment, Represent. As human beings, we usually have a tendency to want to be on the side of the winning team. A non-successful team rarely gets recognition, often has fans that are very wishy-washy or fair-weathered, and usually keeps the low attendance from supporters. It's funny that I'm mentioning this because I remember as a little girl being a hometown team fan. My husband is too, so naturally our son takes hometown sports very seriously. I loved watching players like Michael Jordan and some of the other well-known athletes of the day, but I was a Dallas Mavericks fan, even when we sat in the reunion arena praying for a victory. Today, the Mavericks are a lot different. Having won a championship and currently playing in the playoffs, they look different from what I remember as a kid. Which brings me to this. Our commitment to our faith should be a 24/7 thing. Yes, the world may question, how can we serve God when there is so much adversity in the world? Where is God when things go awry? 1 Peter 3:15 says, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Our God is amazing. He gives us a choice to choose him. And every day he provides an immeasurable experience in our lives in the midst of everything that is going on. It didn't take much for me to be a fan of my hometown. I knew even as a kid that my team was a reflection of where I live. As children of God, when we claim Christ as our Savior, we accept his kingdom as our future dwelling. As sports fans, we have a tendency to represent the team in various ways. We wear the colors, we wear the jerseys, we buy tickets to the game, we stand up and yell, we get excited, we watch the games on TV, we claim our loyalty. But when it comes to Christ and his kingdom, are we just as eager to represent? This is your Renewed Heart segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We are so excited because we have a phenomenal guest on this evening, the amazing, the wonderful Dr. Felicia Thompson. Thank you so much for joining us on Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yay! For having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to just go ahead and dive right in. So tell our listening audience a little about yourself and what you do.
Well, thank you for having me. I consider myself a serial entrepreneur because when I start listing what I do, I get exhausted. Okay. I've been a professor for 20 years. I teach in the School of Business at Berklee College in New York City. I'm 100% online right now because of the pandemic, but I'm staying online. I am an entertainment manager, an executive producer, an author. I am a brand strategist and coach for many people. I coach entrepreneurs. I've taught over 10,000 students, coached, hundreds of people, probably close to 1,000. And I'm an angel mom. And my newest title is I'm a breast cancer survivor. So that's a little bit about me.
Deanne?
Awesome. So what was the inspiration behind your latest book, The Resilience Factor, How to Face Adversity, Trauma, and Tragedy Like a Superhero?
Well, I so love that Emily Blue and Deanne Lax both have their copies, okay? And you should get yours too. So it's interesting. I'm going to make a long story short because I don't want to bore you guys. I started writing parts of this book after I lost my baby in 2013. I had a stillborn I was 27 and a half weeks, almost 28 weeks. My daughter's heart stopped. Totally devastating and changed my life. So I started journaling and I started writing. That was in 2013. So people that know me know that I've been on R&B Divas with Selena Johnson, who I manage. She's also my sister. That whole scene played out of me, when I lost the baby and I'm in the reunion. And so I was at a very dark down place. I spent a year and a half in therapy and I just stopped writing. So fast forward, life totally changed, right? I'm going on. And I get diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer in 2019. I'm like, I can't catch a break. Come on, God. So I'm like, okay. Picked up, started writing again, right? And then I stopped because going through radiation and that whole, I'm still in recovery now, but it was a fool, right? So last year in the pandemic, I got on a flight from New York to Atlanta, March 16th. That's right before they shut everything down to come be with Selena, stay at Selena, because my family is in Atlanta, right? I just got on a flight to get out of, because I was in New York City. You know, the pandemic, I was smart to leave. So I just locked myself in her guest room and finished the book in literally 30 days. I literally have a formula for finish any book in 30 days. It's so simple. And went to my publisher. I have a journal in there. She suggested I put pictures. But the bits and pieces that I had from my previous book, I used a little bit of it, but when I look back, it was, the writing was so dark. You guys are reading this book, and you see it, it's very, like, optimistic, straightforward, matter of fact, like, this is what happened, here's my story, this is how I overcame. If you would have saw some of the writing from after when I lost my daughter, you would be like, girl, we got to get her off the ledge. So it just, wasn't the right time. So I say all of that because that was a 7-year gap of just trying to get this book out. And it's crazy because this book was going to be called Suffering in Silence. So that tells you where I was. And now fast forward 7 years later, I'm talking about, no, I'm resilient. I'm not suffering in silence. I'm a superhero. Yeah. And I think women and people in general can gain a lot from that story. Like 7 years previous, she was in a totally different and dark place. And I mean, you guys, isn't that with your lives? I'm sure you're like, well, I remember 5 years ago, I was a fool. And at that time, you think, I'll never bounce back. I'll never get over it. But
yeah,
you are brilliant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. And speaking of losing a child or having a stillborn, when I was pregnant with my son in 2009, one of our close friends, it's funny because I had a dream, a very vivid dream, that I was pregnant and my friend was pregnant, and she had everything. Like, we had nothing. We didn't have a crib, stroller, any of those types of things. But in the dream, she did. She actually had to deliver her baby, stillborn, at about 22. And me coming in the room, belly, it was one of the most devastating things that, you know, it was hard. It was tough to be there for her. And I understand.
You guys were pregnant at the same time?
We were pregnant at the same time.
Wow.
And I actually had a coworker who had gone through the same thing. And ironically, you know, we prayed. And at the time, this particular couple, the wife said that she just was like, I don't know if I want to go through this again. And she did go through it. And God gave her a double for her trouble. She has a set of twins now, twin boys.
Oh, they say that's what happened.
Yeah. And actually the other, my coworker at the time, same thing. So, you know, there's a rainbow in every storm. And
that's awesome. They say that's what happens. And when I was in therapy, I was also doing like support groups and group sessions, and it was women in there like, I'm crazy enough to do it. I mean, it was a woman in there, this was her third stillborn, right? And she was like, and I'm crazy enough, I'm about to try it again, I'm about to give, and I was like, "My, that's some strength."
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't ever want to go through this.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare. Yeah. You know, and everybody's different.
I've had a miscarriage myself in between babies, and that was hard. But I had a friend at the time who wrote a book who had, I believe, 4 or 5. And now she has, I think she's about to have baby number 6. So.
Come on. And, you know, that's what women don't realize. Like, sometimes it's a fertility issue. It's not that she has trouble getting pregnant. It's staying pregnant. So.
Yeah, that was exactly.
Technology is so good now, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I'm glad that you put that part in here, because so many women sit in silence and go through fertility issues or the loss of a child, even if that child was born naturally and something happened later in life. And, you know, that's a very tragic situation, and that's very tough for women to go through. So I'm glad you covered that part in your book. And then you follow up with something else that you had to be strong about. God bless
you. Yeah, I thought it was important to put that in there.
Yeah. So our next question, in the resilience factor, you state that resilience is your superpower. share with our listening audience more about this?
Well, I do. I know I have a whole chapter about it because I don't think people, well, sometimes I feel like people don't truly understand their power. And when we're talking about resilience, it really is your ability to recover or to bounce back from anything, trauma, adversity, or tragedy. It doesn't mean that you can't cry, you can't kick, scream, you can't be depressed for 6 months. It just means that you will get through it. And there's a process that you have to go through. So I think it's important for people to realize that everybody has a resilience factor deep down inside of them. Because I think sometimes people will suffer something and be like, oh, I'll never make it. I'm never going to get over it. I'm never going to make it, you know. And so they train their minds to just think like that. It's the mindset thing.
Yeah. And I know that in the book, you know, you speak about God often. How much did your spiritual life depend on, you know, how did you get through that, the resilience? How did that help you with being resilient? Because I know with some dark days, both Emily and I, our mothers passed away from stomach gastrointestinal cancers, hers pancreatic, and it was hard. And I know that without God, I'm telling you, I would have lost my mind. So how much does spirituality play a part in your resilience?
Well, you have to, you know what, I think just knowing that what I was doing, meditation, just praying, I think in the book I talk about spiritual resilience, understanding, see, that's the thing too, you got to be really connected to a higher power, understanding that, okay, what's the lesson, what's the blessing, what's the purpose and the calling in it, you know what I'm saying, like you got to be able to think a lot, so sometimes, oftentimes people are like, oh, it just means that I'm never going to make it, or God hates me, or whatever, you know. I think for me, it was like, okay, let me process this. And God, what are you trying to tell me? What is my story here for? And I started to realize it's to help change lives, right? And help other people, maybe other women.
Yeah.
When I look at the numbers, I'm like, Black women are disproportionately affected by miscarriages, stillbirth, and breast cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that I went through, and I'm like, we're disproportionate. So I will never forget this. Like, when, because you know when you're pregnant, you wait the 16 weeks, and then you go post. Yeah, we're pregnant, everyone, right? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
But then after 20 weeks or 17, I think it was 17, at 17 weeks, she wasn't measuring properly. 20 weeks, she wasn't measuring. So, you know, you're getting worried. But I also knew that I had to post the stillborn. I had to post losing the baby. And when I posted that, it was tough. But I had, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I had so many inbox messages like, oh my God, that happened to me, that happened to me, that happened to me, that happened to me, that happened to me. I just found out a friend of mine just had stage breast cancer this year. I'm like, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
I didn't say it. She didn't say anything about it. Now, I'm not saying you got to tell all your business down to the social media, but we got to be true to ourselves sometimes. I understand it, but we also need to tell our story. Because I could have guided her. Like, she went through radiation and everything. I'm like, I said, why are you saying that? I just didn't, you know, I was just going through most. I didn't feel like saying anything.
Yeah.
But I had so many inboxes after I lost the baby. People were like, oh my God, that happened to me. That happened to me. That happened to me. Thank you for sharing that. Because again, we suffer in silence. We don't want to, a lot of it is shame, I think, you know.
Well,
a lot of it.
Culturally, I remember growing up, like, don't tell all your business, you know. And you just really don't know what you're supposed to tell and what you're not. And then when you go through it, you have people that you find out later, like you're saying, you find out later, oh, you did it. And that's hard. I think this, again, the book, that's awesome that you're able to share those stories, because so many of us go through this in silence. And I don't know how we stop that. I don't know, you know.
I think we have to tell our stories. I know a lot of, you know, and I coach, I have a coaching program, it's membership only. I've coached so many, mainly women, because, you know, women would gravitate towards me, but just in their business, but other, you know, a lot of women, I've gotten them through just getting their book out. There's a story in all of us. I'm sorry. I understand people, you know, some of my clients be like, I'm shy. I'm like, okay, girl. But if you was down in Jamaica, you'd be like this down to the, you want everybody to see you. There's a story in all of us, especially as women. If you could tell your story, you never, now, of course, there's monetary benefit in it because you could take your brand to another level or just getting it out, you know. I feel like people should be able to tell their stories. I know some people, you know, like you said, culturally, it's like, don't tell your business. But I know I struggled with one thing, telling one thing in this book. One thing I didn't want to say. And Selena talked me into it. And that was that I had an abortion. That was a tough one. I was like, I'm not saying it. My students will find out. And she was like, okay. And some of them probably had one too. So if you notice in the book, I get it right out the way, and probably like the first sentence, like,
right in the introduction.
I had this, I gotta go. But I carried that shame and guilt for years, you know. But that's coming with time, because I would have never told that, like, probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Again, black women are disproportionately impacted by abortions as well, you know, so it's a whole thing.
Definitely.
Just tell your story.
Well, I have a fun question for you. So
Okay. Here's
the question. What superhero do you connect with most and why?
Oh, that's so easy. Emily, are you not reading my book?
I am. That's why I asked.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
The wrist.
And she's been around. Wonder Woman. I like Wonder Woman. Just by what she represents.
And now, what superpower would you have of Wonder Woman?
I don't even know, but somebody asked me that question before, and I was like, first I was like, I would want to read people's minds, and then I was like, nah. Because, see, I don't even know all of Wonder Woman's powers, and then I was like, maybe I want to see into the future, then I was like, nah, I don't want to know nothing. So that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Okay. Well, Wonder Woman, that's my girl too.
Wonder was bad.
Okay. Yeah, she was a bad woman. So, my next question is, as an entertainment agent, professor, producer, author, brand strategist, I said it all for you. How do you find a healthy balance in managing your life?
Girl, I don't. Ooh, I'm trying to work on that. I know it's sad, but sometimes I have to put my foot down. Like today, I had to get through grading. I had a faculty meeting this morning. So then I was like, you know what? Put my foot down, getting ready to go to lunch with Selena. And then I had to come back and get ready. I went live before you guys on Facebook and Instagram. And then I made it here. So... I'm trying to find, you know, pockets. And you really do, like, especially as you get older, you really have to set boundaries and put your foot down. Because when you're the one that's always, like, helping everybody out, coaching everybody, managing everybody, you know, and I'm in therapy. My therapist was like, okay, so who helps you? And I was like, that's a good question. Girl, you, that's why I hired you.
Right?
Exactly. You're supposed to help me.
Right.
She's like, who helps you and gets you? I'm like, right. While we're here.
Right. So, okay. So, it's funny. I had a dream last night that I met Beyonce. Like, I was working backstage at her concert. Do you know Beyonce? Because I was like, am I about to meet Beyonce?
Deanna be having some dreams over here.
I was like, when I have vivid dreams, that means something is about to go down. Do you know Beyonce?
I don't know Beyonce personally. Selena knows her and has met her. Selena knows Kelly. And I met her once. Selena went to college with Michelle Williams. So they went to college together at Illinois State. So Selena knew Michelle before Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met Destiny's Child through Michelle. And we met them one time at the House of Blues. And they had a show and we were backstage and Kelly was like, and Beyonce were like it was surreal because they knew Selena's songs. And Beyonce was, and Kelly was like, my favorite song is No Words on Chapter 2. I think that was Chapter 2. And they mm-hmm. were singing it to her. And so it was like, you know.
Wow.
But but that's like industry people, they kind of know. So I don't know her. Selena, I know Michelle.
Yeah.
And Selena knows Michelle, but I met her one time.
Yeah. No, but my next question is, so our theme this month is educate, enable, and empower. So you're a professor and you work in the music industry. You're a serial entrepreneur. What have you learned that you give to others in order to help them become educated, to enable them and empower them to either focus on entrepreneurship, in music, I mean, in life? What one specific thing have you learned that has helped you to educate, enable, and empower others?
Great question. I would tell people this, there's no success without sacrifice, period. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb, okay? And the 5, 6, 7 disciples, or however many there were, okay? There is no success without sacrifice.
Yeah.
And if people understood, like really understood that, they would manifest the life that they want. You know, that's why I always say manifesting miracles through mess, because it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty, and you're going to have to sacrifice. So that's what I would tell you.
Definitely. Now, go ahead.
That's it. I like that theme.
Thank you. Thank you. So what advice would you give individuals who want to pursue a career, business side, or entertainment on the business side or in the entertainment industry? What advice would you give individuals?
Mm-hmm. Well, for people that want to break into the industry as far as music, TV, or film, like from creative or artist,
mm-hmm.
My biggest lesson was you get what you negotiate.
Yes.
So
that in the book.
Yes. Keep that in your mind. Somebody told me that and I was just stuck with it. I'm like, you're right. So if I negotiate $45,000 or $60,000 for something, I can't get mad.
So that's what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
I thought I should have gotten 150. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but if you're trying to, that goes for in front of the camera, behind the camera, in front of the screen, you know, on screen or off screen.
Yeah.
You get what you negotiate, and then also too, you know, patience is important. So patience has to become, I hate to say this, but patience has to become a priority. And it sounds weird, but people don't prioritize patience.
Yeah, you're right.
But prioritizes, I need to get this money, I need to, da, 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 da. So have patience in the forefront.
Yeah.
And then everything will happen.
Yeah, we live in a microwave society.
Yeah.
Now, you and your sisters, especially you and Selena, you took some major risks in
mm-hmm.
your career very early. You know, I'm over 40 now, and I'm still trying to figure out, like, do I start my business today? Do I start it tomorrow?
Right.
Okay, I started today. You know, what at 20-something, like, who influenced you to make up your mind so early about the things that mm-hmm. you wanted?
That's a good question. I'm trying to fix my line. That is a very good question. So my dad is a blues and soul singer, and he was an entrepreneur. He opened up a chain of fish restaurants in Chicago. My mother was the first black police commissioner in Harvey, Illinois. She was the first black police commissioner in the U.S. And so we've seen them with that kind of go-getter mindset. Again, you know, if you see it, you can be it, and your background, and I think your upbringing impacts that. So my dad was in the music business, so of course Selena went in that route. But my 3 degrees, so it was an economics degree, an MBA, and then a business degree. My doctorate degree is in business. So I just took, I was in corporate America too. But I took all of that and put that skill set in the entertainment business. And so I knew strategy. I knew entrepreneurship from business courses. You know what I'm saying? It was just so happened that we were just in... We just went into an industry. So I was able to run, manage Selena and teach her skills like how to monetize her brand. We knew that industry is not that friendly to us. We got to transition a little bit. Okay, let's get into TV. She did R&B Divas. We did Marriage Boot Camp. We did Fix My Life. Get in that TV game. Get into the talk show space. Get into the health and wellness space. For me, I started to coach and train people and just realize that you needed more than one income stream. And so that comes from a business background. And I just learned that from school. See, the thing is, a lot of people back in my day that came through the industry on the behind the scenes side, they either went to school for radio and TV, communication, mm-hmm. or no TV at all, straight from the street. Let's pick an A&R dude up from the street. Or they did marketing, or so a lot of execs, or people within some of these labels didn't really have business background, or even managers. Mm-hmm. Think about managers. Mm-hmm. Like, you ask some of these people as managers, you'd be like, yeah, this is my cousin, and he started managing me, this is so and so, and they started managing. So. And we just knew how to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say we are in an industry, but not in the industry or of the industry. We're actually looking in an industry and still making moves because it's still very clicky, especially in Black world and R&B. It's still clicky. They still pick the same people to do the same thing every year. Every festival, the same thing,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
We just
had to figure out how to navigate and the opportunity we got. Okay, we're blessed. Let's try to seek more opportunities. Let's try to go up and up and up. We found our niche really in South Africa. Selena was going, we were going over there every year.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really popular in South Africa, Johannesburg, Durban, down in the Cape. She's very, Lesotho, which is part, it's a country there. So she's very popular over there. And we just started traveling over there. You gotta go where you're celebrated, not tolerated.
That part. I talk about that often, about how I do a contract work, like if they start a business. And one of the ladies that I work with, we just had a local magazine recognize her. And I said, now this year you've been on CNN, you've been in Time, you've been in like national. But when you get recognized by your own, finally, remind me of the scripture talking about how Christ came into his own and they knew
and his own received him not.
Yes. So you go outside of your territory and then everybody welcomes you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is. But you know what? You can't get bitter about it.
No, you
got to get better. You just got to learn how to navigate the system. Okay. People love us in South Africa, also in Europe.
We've
got a strong following in London, the UK. We just go where people like us.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So right. Tell us what, you've already told us about the part two the book that you've just written. Tell us some other projects that you have on the horizon that you can share with us, because I know some things are still probably in works and you can't share about them. So share with our audience about what you have coming up on the horizon so we can look forward to it.
Well, two things. Well, one, last year I launched my digital series for entrepreneurs on Cleo TV. It was a digital, on their digital platform. It's called The Startup with Dr. Salisha, and it gave all, you know, gave tips and tricks on how to start and launch a business. You can go see it on their page right now, Cleo TV. I have some more episodes, and I'm looking to sell it to another network, so we'll see how that goes. And then I'm going to film more episodes later this summer and kind of develop that out. I'm very excited to launch my latest coaching program. It's called the Winner Circle. I'm going to build my Winner Circle. What I realize is that, because I've coached people for 12, it's a 12-month program, membership fee-based, and they have access to me and a whole bunch of other people, as well as resources. And it's fun. They get one coaching session with me per month, and then one large group training session, plus weekly check-ins. What I've noticed is that often, and it's for anybody that wants to either get their credit fixed, lose weight, launch a business, grow a business, build their brand, write a book, launch a TV production series, finish a film, finish an album, anything. Because literally everything I just named, I've done.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to help them monetize their brand, and also, because I've noticed that people just need mentorship. They need access. They need resources. They need coaching. And it's going to be affordable. I'm not going to break the bank. But sometimes you need access. So if you could get in a program and you're like, I got this TV idea and I could coach you for 12 months, your whole life will change in 12 months. I've done it with other clients. I've improved my credit score 150 points, you know. So it's the process. And sometimes people just need access. They're like, Salisha, do you have anybody that can film this for me? And this, okay, let me look. Salisha, do you have anybody that could, you know, can place this for me? Now, of course, I need it to be good stuff, so I'm not going to put nothing out there bad.
Right.
But I tell people, you know, get their books to market. I have a publisher I could connect them with. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to take 300 people, and I'm going to, you know, and then they also get included in my startup digital series. And I'm just excited to see, like, literally, let's say you start in my program July 1st. Mm-hmm. By June 30th, 2022, if you do the work, again, there's no success without sacrifice. I'd be on people like, I got a client right now. I'd be like, girl, where you at? Where? And they'd be running from me because they know they ain't did what I told them to do. You know, they'd be running. As a matter of fact, I'm going to text a few people when I get off of here like, hello. Launch a product. I have a client launching a hair care line, skin care line, supplements. But it'll be so exciting to see where you are. June 30th. So I'm very passionate about it. Building my winner's circle. I'm building my platform right now on my website. That's the big, big thing I'm working on. 300 people. I want to get 300 people and just follow their journey. I think that's so fun. I'm going to try to, you know, I know people that have stories in them. They're always like, I'm never going to get the book done. First of all, you ain't got to have a lot of pages. Okay.
Right.
My book is 128 pages,
right.
But I got some stuff in there.
Yes.
Right?
Nuggets.
And I got the journal and I got some pictures.
Yeah.
So, you know, my first book was a little longer because this is a little more research. 181 pages. But again, there is a formula to getting your book done. So imagine if you had someone that's every month having you check in, set goals. I know I have a formula where you could get your book done in 30 days if you do what I say. So, but I'm very excited about that. So that's why I talked a very long time on it. you know, there's some project with Selena, The Making of a Woman. Her album is out now. So we're just, you know, we're just working that. The three-part documentary series that we created airs on Aspire tomorrow. Let me not say tomorrow. It airs on Aspire June 5th. The second episode is June 12th. The third episode is June 19th, and then the marathon, they're going to run all three episodes June 26th. So this is our second placement. We got some of the episodes. They premiered on Fox Soul. And now we sold it. I'm executive producer on that. We sold it to Aspire. So I'm excited. I want to do more TV stuff, more film documentaries. I love documentaries. But I just really want to help people because so many people, they got projects in them, all type of stuff, and it's just there.
Can we say, I am people? I am people.
People.
Y'all look like y'all got a story in y'all. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You had me at, when you said, you know, both of our mothers, I'm like, oh, you got a story.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
to tell her story. You got to tell their story. So, you know.
Yeah. We have stories. You know, my mom was an entrepreneur, too. And so I'm like, destined in me. It's just a matter of do it. Like, motion. Get it done.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, definitely reach out to me. You got my email. I'm working. I'm going to go live again on, I'm going to have a special Zoom to talk about the program. So just, I'll send you guys the link.
Awesome. Awesome. Dr. Suisu, we are so grateful to have had you on this evening. And we want to do a couple things. First of all, I want to tell everybody, go to her website. It's www.drdrsuisu.com. We'll post it for you guys on our social media platforms, and go buy the book. I want you guys to go to Amazon.com. This needs to be at the top tier of their selling list.
Yeah.
Okay?
Debuted number one. It was there for 3 weeks on an all breast cancer book. So I was number one Amazon's best selling
list. Yay! We need to stay there.
Yes.
We need to stay there, but if you could share your social media platform so that our listening audience can follow everything that you guys are doing, you and all of the people that you're helping. Oh, in full disclosure, we have interviewed one of the people that you've helped, Dr. Ivan.
Of your clients.
That's the beginning of the year.
When did y'all interview him?
In January. I will send you the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to post it. He don't be telling me nothing. Ivan is crazy, but that was a fun project. Guys, that was one of my, if you followed his career and saw his transformation, it was amazing because he literally had a private Instagram page with 200 followers. I got him up to 60-something thousand. We had 24-city book tour. We launched his book. We launched his boot camps. We went international, went to Canada with his speaking. It was so fun to watch over a 12-month period. It was really fun. So he was one of the, he was teachable though, and he did the work and he spent the money. So he really paid the price. So that was good. I gotta check that interview out.
Yes.
I know he was all medical and technical sometimes with you. I know he was using words going over your head. I've been trying to tell him, you got to dumb yourself down sometimes. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
He did a great job. He actually had us considering making lifestyle changes.
Yes, he did.
I talk about him in the book because I lost 70 pounds with him. So I talk about that in the book.
Wow.
See, I think now he does private coaching as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Emily and I, we probably need to go. You know what, Emily, that's something we probably should do like a live boot camp.
Right.
Where are you guys?
We're in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
We're in Texas.
We'll get it. If
we'll be able to travel,
we'll go where he
God
is.
Willing, we were looking forward to moving about carefully.
Yeah, because I still don't trust people.
I keep my mask set.
Yeah, we in the great state of we don't know what they're doing. So,
So, but on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, how can we follow you?
You can just find me on Twitter or Instagram is at Salisha.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn is Dr. Salisha Thompson. Facebook is Dr. Salisha Thompson. Awesome. I'm the only one, so.
You're like, we just keep it simple, and I agree with that. In branding, that's how you got to do it. You got to keep it simple and consistent. All right, thank you again so much, ladies and gentlemen. Get this book, and we look forward to your next project.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We want to thank Dr. Felicia again for joining the Brand New Day family today. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Corinne Hawthorne with Speak to Me.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you I can resist. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking, and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it a pressure every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games. Oh, don't change, don't change. 'Cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you I can resist. You know all the ways. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you I can resist. You know all the ways to speak to me.
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
My God, my God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me.
You kept me.
When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me.
You kept me.
I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but
learned how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me.
Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me. It is time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Psalm 147:3 declares, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. I want you to know that not all wounds are visible. June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month, also known as PTSD. PTSD Awareness Month is intended to show that there is help and there is hope for people experiencing this condition. During a traumatic event, the brain and nervous system switch into a hypervigilant reactive mode. This can be referred to as fight or flight mode. In people with PTSD, the brain can remain in the fight or flight mode without shifting back into its normal state, resulting in a variety of symptoms and behaviors that interfere with everyday living. Estimates suggest that about 7 to 8% of the population will experience PTSD at some point in their lives, an estimated 8 million people in the United States per year. PTSD can range from relatively mild to totally debilitating. It may disrupt your relationships, cause problems for you at work, or leave you feeling anxious, depressed, angry, and isolated. You may notice triggers that increase your symptoms. The good news is that it is treatable. And with treatment, people with PTSD symptoms can learn to cope with them and resolve some of the symptoms. If you suspect you have PTSD, you're not alone. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to sign up and join our brand new book club. Our first selection is 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile by Shelly Mache, who is a certified life purpose coach, author, international speaker, and women's agent, and also a member of the Brand New Day family. 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, is a personal journey of self-discovery and empowerment, providing helpful tools and suggestions to help take back the emotional control that others repeatedly been allowed access to in your life. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Saturday, July 3rd, 2021 for our virtual book club discussion with the author on Saturday, July 10th, 2021 at 7 p.m. You may also purchase the book at shellymache.com/author or www.amazon.com. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events. All right, joy seekers, it's time for the Fearless Family segment with DM Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. I pray you are having a spectacular evening. I am coming to you with the topic, The Honest Truth. Teaching kids to count is fine, but teaching them what counts is best. Bob Talbert. The Word of God says in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Today, I've noticed how we are unafraid to expose children to a variety of things. Sometimes we are concerned whether or not these things are age appropriate or if they even matter to a child. Look, the world is going to expose our children to more things than necessary. But as parents, did you know we have an arsenal that guards our children's hearts and minds that we can use early on in our parenting and continue throughout? The Bible is very forthcoming in letting us know right from wrong, and it should be our weapon of choice when trying to explain the ways of the world to our children. We can start with these scriptures. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Psalm 107:1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Ephesians 6:1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Proverbs 1:8-9, listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Psalm 127:3, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Genesis 1:27. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. Psalm 34:11. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Of course, there are more scriptures in the Bible to share with children, but these are just the start. Children desire to receive guidance from the parents in order to help them make better, well-informed decisions. Let's make sure we are giving them the honest truth. Have a great week, Fearless Families. Love you.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show, Joy Seekers. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all of our social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you will educate, enable, and empower yourself and others along the way. Check out everything that the Brand New Day family is doing at www.brandnewdayemily.com. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Your World is Different. Our Renewed Heart segment was Represent. Our Live Smart segment was Not All Wounds Are Visible. Our Fearless Family segment was The Honest Truth. And to cap it all off, we had the amazing Dr. Celicia talking to us about all of the marvelous things that she's doing and her newest book, The Resilience Factor, which can be found at all bookstores. Check it out. Purchase your copy. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask you, oh God, to keep us in your care. God, thank you for making all things new. We thank you for giving us resilience. We thank you for our bounce back. We thank you that we know that we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. We thank you, Lord God, that we are walking as your representatives, representing you, just like we represent the things that we love. And Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bind up the wounds of our hearts. God, help us to deal with the things that are going on internally as well as externally, Lord God. We know that you can make all things new. You are the one that helps us to move forward. We ask you, Lord God, to order our steps on this week. Order our tongues this week, oh God. Let our words be seasoned with salt. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And we ask you, Lord God, to order our steps on this week. Thank you for giving us creativity and great ideas and witty inventions. And we love you and we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational and motivational quote from Robert Frost. Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Kiara Shared Kelly with It Keeps Happening.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept, he kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening for me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction. Lift your hands and go with me, and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in, and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it. Making better decisions, destroying it. pin my wig down. Please, 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 please.